ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ वाङ् मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता वाङ् मे मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम् आविराविर्मयेधि आविराविर्मयेधि वेदस्य माणिस्थः वेदस्य माणिस्थः श्रुतम् मे मा प्रहासीः श्रुतम् मे मा प्रहासीः अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् सन्दधामि अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् सन्दधामि अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् सन्दधामि अनेनाधीतेनाहोरात्रान् सन्दधामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु
तन्मामवतु
तद्वक्तारमवतु
तद्वक्तारमवतु
अवतु माम्
अवतु माम्
अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
This Aitareya Upanishad introducing the Atma begins with Srishtihi, creation. And a Srishtihi, the creation presented here is not for analyzing, understanding what this creation is. How this creation has come into existence. The presentation of Srishtihi, the discussion on creation itself in any Upanishad is aiming at revealing the truth of the whole. Param Brahma Para Vastu Darshanartham. for revealing the absolute reality or ultimate truth, Upanishad presents the Srishti, the creation. The creation is not the main subject matter of the Srishti at all. The discussion on Srishti at all. That is why each Upanishad, the Srishti, the description of creation presented in each Upanishad, every Upanishad differs from every other Upanishad. It's not the same. The description of creation presented in Taittiriya Upanishad is different, Mundaka Upanishad is different, Prashna Upanishad is different, Aitreya is completely different. Like every Upanishad presents creation in differently, different ways. That itself is enough for us to understand that creation is not real, it's not a fact. If you take all the Upanishads, the fact, what is revealed by the Upanishad, the fact revealed by the Upanishad is the same in all the Upanishads. What is the fact? Jiva Ishvara Swarupam Ekam. Jiva Ishvara Aikyam, the oneness of the truth of the individual and the total, which is revealed in all the Upanishads, is the same. The Mahavakyams can differ, may be different. Mahavakyams are so many, and all Mahavakyams are different from other Mahavakyams. But each Mahavakyam reveals the same fact, same thing, which is a fact. There's no difference. Whether you say Aham Brahma Asmi or Tattvam Asi or I am Atma Brahma or Pragyanam Brahma, whatever is the Mahavakyam, the vision is the same. What is it? The truth of the individual, the truth of the whole is one and the same. Jiva Swarupam is non-different from Ishvara Swarupam. This is a fact. Whereas creation, if you take description of Srishti, analysis of creation, differs from Upanishad to Upanishad. That itself is a proof for us to understand that creation presented in the Upanishads is not aiming at, really understanding the creation. It's simply presented ultimately to help us arrive at the truth of the very creation. Therefore, creation is not real. Yesterday we saw certain past points why the creation is not real. Is it clear? So before even we enter into the teaching, venture into the subject matter of the analysis of Srishti, creation, we have to remember this fact. Even though Upanishad presents the Srishti, discusses the creation, we have to remember the Srishti natu satyam. It is not real. It is not unreal also, but still, what is it then? It is mithya. Why creation is mithya, not real, why it is not real? Because creation is very much available for our perception, our experience. It is very difficult for us to accept that what we experience is very much real for us. We experience, therefore it must be real. But Upanishad says, we experience, but still it is not real. If what we do not experience, and if it is not real, it is easy to say, yes, it is not real. But if we experience, but if it is not real, means that is, then we give a different, use a different term, mithya. Therefore, the whole jagat is mithya, the creation is not real, this is mithya. But still, Upanishad presents the creation. That's why we are going to see this now. So the very first mantra, read the mantra now. Atmava idam ekayeva agre asit nanyat kinchana mishate स ईक्षत
लोकान्
सृजा इति. सो द वेरी फर्स्ट मंत्र प्रेजेंट्स दिस दैट आत्मा द परमात्मा इज द कॉज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स जगत कारणम ईश्वरः परमात्मा विच कॉज बोथ निमित उपादान कारणम मेटीरियल कॉज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स इज ईश्वर आत्मा एंड एफिशियंट कॉज द इंटेलिजेंट कॉज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स ऑल्सो इज परमात्मा. देयरफॉर वी से अभिन्न निमित्त उपादान कारणम. The first mantra presents like this. We are going to negate later on. What are the first mantra? The first line of the first mantra says what? Jagataha upadana karanam atma. The material cause of the universe is atma. The second sentence in the same mantra says what? Lokanu sruja iti aikshata. That sentence reveals निमित्त कारणम द इंटेलिजेंट कॉज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स ऑल्सो इज आत्मा. सो अभिन्न मीन्स वन इनसेपरेबल इंटेलिजेंट मेटीरियल एंड इंटेलिजेंट कॉजेस ऑफ द यूनिवर्स इज वन एंड द सेम आत्मा. दैट इज रिवील्ड इन द वेरी फर्स्ट मंत्र. जस्ट बिकॉज उपनिषद बिगिन्स द वेरी बिगिन्स stating that the jagat karanam, the cause of the universe is atma, we need not take it seriously. What does it mean? There's a purpose. It's a presentation. Which means atma is not really the cause of the universe. The universe has not come out of the atma. In fact, there's no creation. Nothing has been created. But we are going to understand that. So what that Atma is, understanding what that Atma is, what that Brahman is, what the reality is the purpose, is the aim of the Upanishad. Therefore, Upanishad's presence here. Now, actually, the Srishtihi begins from the, now, this Upanishad presents the Srishtihi as follows. Let us read now.
Saha. इमान लोकान असृजत. सो सह इमान लोकान असृजत. सो सृजते असृजत. सह आत्मा द्रात्मा असृजत क्रिएटेड दीज वर्ल्ड्स. नॉट वन वर्ड दीज वर्ल्ड्स इमान लोकान सह आत्मा असृजत. द्रात्मा क्रिएटेड दीज वर्ल्ड्स एंड इज कॉल्ड व्हाट नाउ दिस फ्रॉम हियर द सृष्टि बिगिन्स. द उपनिषद दिस उपनिषद हैज इट्स ओन वे ऑफ प्रेजेंटिंग द क्रिएशन नॉट लाइक दिस द अदर उपनिषद्स. एंड हियर यू हैव टू रिमेंबर दिस analyzing the creation, thereby helping us, thereby arriving at the truth, negating the creation, and for the methodology used here is adhyaropa apavada prakriya. I told you this. Even Mandukya Upanishad class, and also in Panchadeshi class, I think I might have explained this earlier. This, you can remember. What is this adhyaropa apavada prakriya? I told you many times this meaning of this word prakriya, because somebody asked me, I had to tell every word in some English. I remember that. So prakriya is a strilinga shabdaha. Prakaraha is a masculine gender word. Prakriya, prakaraha, prakaranam is a neuter gender word. Prakaranam, prakaraha, then prakriya means the method of unfoldment, the method of revealing is called prakriya. So adhyaropa apavada, so adhyaropa is a method of revealing, unfoldment. Apavada is also what? Method of unfoldment. So use these two methods here to arrive at the truth. What is adhyaropaha means? Superimposition. I taught the meaning of this word adhyaropaha in the very beginning itself. When I taught you these words, ajnanam, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha, asha, hope you remember all those words. So here adhyaropaha means superimposition. Apavadaha, negation. Let us understand through the example. In adhyaropaha means so accepting what you experience first as creation. You all see a table in front of me. There is a table. So you're all experiencing this. There is a table. And this is a product. This has been created, manufactured, and it is made of wood. It's a wooden table. There is a table. And that because I experience this table is here, therefore this table is real. You can't say it is unreal. There is a table. We are experiencing it. It has a name. It has a form. It serves a purpose also. Namasti, rupamasti, karma api asti. It serves a purpose also. It serves, it's a functional, isn't it? Function also is there. So nama, rupa, karma, all the three are there. I'm experiencing it right in front of me. Therefore, what is it? It is very much real in my, real for me. There's a table. Utpitika. Table in Sanskritam, if Sanskrit people want, utpitika means table. The raised one. And now you see, what is this made of? What is this utpitika, this table made of? Where has it come from? How is it made? You search for, then you arrive at what? You arrive at the, this name and form, this object serving given purpose is nothing but wood. It's made of wood. So kashta krita utpitika. It's made of wood, wooden table. So wood is the, you arrive at the wood. Then you seeing the wood, you understand that name and form table cannot exist, cannot be there without this wood. Even the function, the purpose it serves also will not be possible without this wood. Remove the wood, the name will disappear, form will disappear, the function will be impossible. Therefore, you say this table is nothing but wood. Wood alone is nothing but wood. Having arrived at the wood, you see this table first as what? There is karyam. And you arrive at the wood, then you see that wood. And after arriving at the wood, then you search for the table. First you saw the table, you arrive at the wood. Having arrived at the wood, then you search for the table independently without the wood. Outside of the wood you search for the table. There is no table. Understand? So first seeing the table, what you experience, taking it as it is what? First adhyaropaha. Okay, adhyaropa, step one. It is a creation called table. Then you search for the cause of it. You arrive at the wood. Arriving at the wood, is also what? Adhyaropaha, step 2. Then later on, having arrived at the wood, placing your attention in the wood, then you search for the table. There is no table. Why? There is only wood. Is it clear? Placing your attention in the wood, you search for the table. You see only the wood. What happened for the table? Table resolved in the wood. Marathil maraindadu. Table. Is it? The table resolved, the name resolved in the wood, form resolved in the wood, even the function resolved in the wood. There is only wood. So there is a negation of the table. That is the first negation. Apavada, step 1. So negation of the table or resolving the table in the wood is what now? Apavada, step 1. The effect has gone. The effect has gone. There is no such thing called effect. Karyam called a table. There is only wood. Then you see all over, there is only wood. There is only wood. So what was wood. What is now the of table is also wood. There is only wood. When you say there is only wood, there is no karyam, there is no effect. There is no effect called karyam called table. Then you cannot call the wood anymore as the cause. Negation of the status of being the cause. Negation of the you call, before you thought wood was the cause. Now you cannot call wood anymore as the cause of the table. Why? The wood is there. Causal status. Karanatvam is not there anymore. You can't call wood anymore cause. They're just the wood. So negation of the status, the causal status attribute to the wood also resolves, is goes. That is second negation. So first you negate the very effect. Because effect is negated, there is no effect. There is only wood. There is no table. The table is not there, means effect has gone. If there is no effect, how can you call the wood cause if there is no effect? Therefore, causal status goes. Is it clear? So next step, the effect resolves, then causal status goes. Karanatva nishedaha. Karya nishedaha, number 1, negation of the effect, first step, first negation, then karanatva nishedaha, negation of the causal status attributed to the wood, second negation. Is it clear? Therefore, in this adhyaropa apavada, you have 4 steps. Hope you got it. So you experience the table, still you have negated the table. And you arrived at the truth. And you arrived at the truth of the table being wood, you have negated the status attributed to the wood as the cause also what now? You have negated that. Similarly, you experience this jagat, this pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha, this 5 elemental model, this universe we are experiencing through 5 different senses, as 5 different objects, all the time we are experiencing. In the waking, even in sleep, in our own way, we are experiencing this prapancha. Therefore, there is creation for us. It is very painful. If somebody comes and denies your perception, it is very, very painful. Because that is why many people, when they come and tell us our mystic experiences, we don't give much importance, and they feel very offended, really. They may have experience, so what? We don't really, no experience is important for us. This universe which we are experiencing, therefore this creation, there is creation, and this creation is what? This is karya prapanchaha, karyam jagat asti bhati anubhuyate. It is very much there, it is experienced by us, they go to what? Asti. This is what is now, adhyaropaha, step one. Universe is. It is a creation is. If it is a creation, and what is the cause of this creation? Where has it come from? What is it made of? What is the truth of this universe? What is it without which this universe cannot exist? You know, you arrive at the, you search for it, according to, we are going to see that later on. Then you say, okay, Brahma. You can use the term Brahman or Atma. The truth of this creation is Brahma, Chaitanyam, Brahma Chaitanyam, or Atma Chaitanyam. Once you arrive at Brahman, the reality, or Atma, then you see, you resolve the very Jagat in the Atma, or Brahman. Resolve the Jagat in the very Atma. Then you say what? There is only Brahma. There is no Jagat. See, Jagat exists as long as the truth is not understood. Any object exists as long as the truth is not seen. Once you see the truth, vastu, the substance, the nama, substantive will resolve into substance. So arrive at Brahman, then Jagat resolves. It's only Brahma. So arriving, so seeing the creation is superimposition, step one. Then search, arriving at the Brahman as the cause of the Jagat is what? Superimposition, step two. And having arrived at Brahman, then you search for the Jagat. There is no Jagat. Karyam, there is no Karyam, Jagat. So negation of the creation is the third step. There is no Jagat. There's only Brahma. When you say third step, there is a negation of creation, which is third step. That's how you say, first step in negation. Then finally you say, if Jagat itself is negated, Jagat being the karyam is negated. Jagat being the effect is negated, then you cannot call Brahman anymore karanam. Brahmanaha karanatvam api nishidhyate. No, the status of being the cause of the universe, that status also is what? No, negated. Brahman cannot be negated. The causal status, the karanatva nishedaha. Can you call Atma or Brahman anymore the cause of the universe? No. You can just say, what is there is only Brahma. There is neither karanam nor karyam. There is neither cause nor effect. There is no Brahman alone is in the form of the universe. There is only Brahma. This is the final truth. When you say only Brahma, you don't say something else. Aham Brahma asmi. I, the self, am that Brahman. I am the whole. Aham idam sarvam. Sarvam kalvidam Brahma. Aham Brahma asmi. Aham idam sarvam. That is the final vision, isn't it? Then karanam goes, karyam goes, what Brahman is, you arrive at. So you are not, there is no Jagat, there is nothing. This is the final vision. Therefore this is how the adhyaropa apavada method works here. So now let us see now how this Upanishad presents the srishtihi. So now you can be relaxed, you can really relax. All story comes. Don't need to take it very seriously. Even if you fall asleep, no problem. when Brahman comes, will wake you up. I'm not asking to wake sleep. Always Srishti Prakriya means you can relax. Now you know what it is, isn't it? Okay. Saha Iman Lokan Asrajata. You want the number, step 1, 2, 3, 4, you can remember. For those who want Sanskritam. Karya Rupena Jagataha Svikaranam, step 1. Adhyaropaha. Karya Rupena Jagataha Svikaranam, step 1. Adhyaropa, step 1. I've already told in English, okay? Now I'm just saying only for people who want Sanskritam. Karya Rupena Jagataha Svikaranam, step 1. Seeing the universe as an effect, creation. Jagataha Karana Rupena Brahma Darshanam, step 2. Jagataha Vastu Rupena Karana Rupena Brahma Darshanam. Seeing Brahman as the truth or the cause of the universe. Both step superimposition, step 2. Jagataha Karana Rupena or Vastu Rupena Brahma Darshanam. Karana Rupena Brahma Darshanam. Not Brahma Rupena. Nishad. Jagataha Karyatva Nishedaha. Jagataha Nishedaha. Not even Karyatva. Jagataha Karyasya Nishedaha. Negation of the universe. The effect. Step. So, negation step 1. Jagataha or Karyasya Nishedaha. You can put OR. Then step 2, negation. We got fourth step otherwise, the final step. Brahmanaha Karanatva Nishedaha. Negation of the causal state is attributed to Brahman. The last step. Karanatva Nishedaha. See, you cannot see Brahman anymore as the cause. Why it is not cause? There must be effect, no? Without the effect, you cannot call it Karanam. Then what is there? Brahman alone is. That is the final conclusion. Okay. Now let us read this now. So, Saha Atma Iman Lokan Asrujata. Which means you can very well say now, Iman Lokan Asrujata, that Atma created these worlds. When you say, now you can add one adverb. What adverb you can add here? Not really, apparently, as though created. Saha Iman Lokan Asrujata. Ambho Marichir Maram Apaha Adombaha Parena Divam Dyauhu Pratishthantariksham Marichayaha Prithivi Maro Yaha Adhastat Taha Apaha. You have to read carefully here. Nothing, very simple, not difficult, but they are all jumbled, that's all. Ambho, you can separate as Ambaha. Ambho, you can take it as Ambaha. It is Ambas actually. Ambas. Visarga becomes Sakara, Ambas. Then Marichihi, second word. Then Maram. Then Apaha. Four words are there. Ambaha. Ambaha can say Ambas. Marichihi, Maram,
Apaha, four words. See, he divides these worlds which are, that Atma created these worlds, which was 14 worlds. Chaturdasha Bhuvanani Atma Asrujata. It is not given here. Okay, we take it from other commentators. So, Chaturdasha Bhuvanani, 14 worlds Atma created. And those 14 worlds are divided into four groups, and each group is given a name here. Which worlds come under which title? Let us see here. That also we don't need to work very hard. Upanishad itself presents. Upanishad tells. See, Ambas, then Marichihi. 14 worlds come under these four. We have to understand 14 worlds under these four names. Which, what all the worlds come under the name Ambas? What are all the worlds come under the word Marichihi? What are all the worlds come under the word Maram? And what are all the worlds come under the word Apaha? We have to see. Before even going there, I might have told in other class, I did tell you in other classes, the names of 14 worlds. 7 above, 7 below. So remember that those worlds now. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, then Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satyaha. So Bhu Lokaha, Bhuvar Lokaha, Suvar Lokaha, Mahar Lokaha, Jana Lokaha, Tapo Lokaha, Satya Lokaha, 7 worlds above. 7 worlds above. Then 7 worlds below. What are they? Atalaha, Vitalaha, Sutalaha, Rasatalaha, Talatalaha, Mahatalaha, Patalaha. What all the names? I think I have told you already. Okay. These are 14 worlds. So here, he tells Ambas, now only 5 worlds come under the category of the Ambas. The word Ambas stand for 5 worlds. Which 5 worlds? See, Parena Divam Dyauhu. Divam means the Swargaha. Dyauhu means Swargaha, heaven actually. So, Divam Parena. So, including heaven and the 5 above, you know, 5 above, the higher lokas come under the category of Ambas. So, he says, Adombaha. The word Adaha, if you split the word, Ambas, Marichihi, Maram, Apaha, afterwards you see, read the word, Adombaha. Can you read it? See, got it? You have to take this mantra and follow me. Don't read anywhere else. Please don't be reading translations, and that you can do afterwards. Books are with you anyway. See, the word Adombaha, please listen. Ambas, Marichihi, Maram, Apaha. There are 4 words. These 4 words are used to, now we are going to divide these 14 words. You know, they are brought under these 4 groups. And so, how they are separate, divided, we will see later on. See, the word Adombaha. See the word Adombaha? There Adaha, Adaha in this context means that. We say Adaha means that. Then Ambas. What are the worlds come under this one name Ambas? Dyauhu Divam Parena. If you take there, Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha. Suvaha onwards. Because Suvaha means Dyauhu, Swargaha. Therefore, Suvaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satyaha. So, Suvarlokaha, Maharlokaha, Janalokaha, Tapolokaha, then we say Satyalokaha. These 5 come under the word what now? Ambas. The word Ambas stands for five worlds, five higher worlds, the worlds above. Heaven onwards, beyond heaven, including heaven, then above heaven, then they include all the higher worlds. Five worlds. I can repeat again. Suvaha, Mahaha, Janaha, Tapaha, Satyaha. These five worlds come under the category of the Ambas. You can ask why these five worlds come under the category of the Ambas. The word Ambas literally means water. Is it? Maybe there's lot of, they are predominantly, they have water. They are given the name Ambas. Then afterwards you say, then why? Because these worlds become the heaven, all these five worlds become the big support, therefore the supportive higher worlds beginning from heaven, including the heaven, now they come under the category of Ambas. For Pratishtha. The word Pratishtha means support. The supportive worlds. Now Ambas is over. You have divided the five higher worlds. You have separated them. You have brought them under the category of Ambas. Then comes Marichihi. Marichihi. The word Marichihi, if you are reading Aditya Hridayam, you would have heard this word Marichihi, Marichiman. Now, Marichihi means ray of light. There's so many words used to mean the ray of light. Kiranaha, Gabastihi, like that. So Marichihi also means what? Marichihi, ray of light. So Marichihi, it is the Chandasam here. Marichayaha also means what? Rays of light. You know, here Marichihi we have here. And what is that word which comes with that, which the word which has more of sunlight? Antariksham. Antariksham is the intermediary space. That is indicated by Bhuvaha, which is the word Bhuvaha. Five have gone under the category of Ambas. Now we have what? The Bhuvaha. Only Bhuvaha. Bhuvaha means Antariksham. Antariksha means the intermediary space which enjoys lot of sunlight. This God what now? Comes under the category of Marichihi. The word Marichihi stands for Bhuvaha. Ambas stands for five other higher lokas. The next word we have is Maram. The Upanishad uses both Maram and Maraha. The Maram also, it is a neutral, it is Maram also is used, Maraha also used in the same Upanishad. Therefore, you can take it as Maram or Maraha. So, what is left in the higher worlds is only the worlds above is only Bhuhu. The Bhulokaha comes under the category of what now? Is called Bhuloka, is called Maram or Maraha. So, Bhulokaha is indicated by, mentioned by the word Maraha. Bhuvarlokaha comes under Marichihi. Then the rest of the five, of the seven worlds above, the rest of the five come under the Ambas. You got it now? Ambas, Marichihi, Maram, under three categories, all the seven worlds have come now. Now you can ask why this word Bhulokaha is called Maram or Maraha or comes under the category of this word Maraha. You say only in Bhuloka we are born again and again, the death happens. No, Jantavaha Jayante Mriyante Punaha Punaha Iti Maram. Bhuloke, in human, this word Mriyante, Jantavaha Jayante Mriyante, they are born again and again, they die also, isn't it? Death happens. The world of mortals. Bhuloka is world of mortals. And Suvarloka is what? Amaraloka. Amar, they have long life. They also have lifetime
டைம் லிமிடேஷன், பட் ஸ்டில் அமரர்கள், இன் தமிழ் விசை அமரர்கள். எனிவே, சோ மரஹ, வீர் ஆர் மராஹ, யூ நோ தட் மிரியந்தே இதி மராஹ. எனி மார்டல் இஸ் கால்டு மரணம் மிரியத்தே, த வேர்ப் இஸ் மிரியத்தே, மிரியந்தே இதி மராஹ. The world of mortals is Bhulokaha, which is called what now? Comes in the category of Maram or Maraha. These four words, after four words, now we have the three words stand for all the seven lokas above. Now you can understand what is what left behind is only one word, Apaha. Apaha, that one word, stands for all the seven worlds below. And then, literally the word apaha means water. First is it, ambas also means water. Apaha also means water. So we can't say all the seven worlds are predominantly, they have a lot of water, you can't say that. Here the meaning is given, by Shankara, apyante bahubihi iti, bahubihi dushtaihi papibhi. No? See, we say, no, there are so many people who commit a lot of sins. Only who the wrongdoers alone go to hell, other loka, the worlds below. Therefore he says, bahubihi apyante, the worlds which are attained by many, 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 many people, you know, lots of people. Very few people go to heaven, but lots of people go to hell. I'm not talking about hell now. Anyway, they say, bahubihi apyante iti apaha. So what all the seven worlds below come under the category of apaha. Don't take it as water. Is it clear? Now, all the 14 worlds have been categorized into what now? Ambaha, Marichihi, Maram, Apaha. If you remember four words, if these four words stand for 14 worlds. So, Iman, Lokan, Asrujata. Who? Atma created these 14 worlds. And how do we know that? He himself says, look at this. Ambaha Parena Divam Dyauhu. Means the worlds including the heaven, beginning from heaven, the worlds above, all the five come under the category of the ambas. Then Dyauhu, the next comes the Pratishta, then Antariksham Marichayaha. Antariksha means Bhuvaha, Bhuvarlokaha, the intermediary space, comes under the category of this Marichayaha. Prithivi Maraha. See, this Antariksham is another word for Bhuvaha. Then Prithivi is another word for Bhuhu. Bhulo. So Prithivi Maraha. Antariksham Marichayaha. The rest are Ambas. Finished. Then Yaha Adastat Taha Apaha. Those worlds below, all the seven worlds below are, what now? Some which are attained by many people, therefore they come under the category of the Apaha. Simply Upanishad presents four words and they say these four words stand for all the 14 worlds. So Atma created these 14 worlds. In fact, ye lokaha te lokaha, ye lokaha dhastat te lokaha, it must have been. But we have no right to correct the Upanishad, Vedamantra. So we have to quietly understand. Yaha, it says, Taha. Those worlds which are below, Adastat, all the seven worlds, being repeatedly attained by many, many wrongdoers, they come under the category of Apaha. E ado lokaha, satta lokaha, bahubihi punaha punaha apyante, te lokaha apaha dishabdena suchyante. So 14 worlds. Okay. Even though I said something in Sanskritam, don't worry. I didn't say anything special, nothing. You're not using anything important. Really, not at all important. Just take it easy. Just for my own satisfaction, I say that. Because that's my style of saying this. Okay, having created these 14 worlds, Ambas Marichihi Maram Apaha, as all this, Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvahama, all this Saptalokaha, now the seven worlds, above seven worlds, below, having created all of them, now these worlds need to be looked after, sustained, maintained, protected. So you need whom? You really need the palakaha. Palakaha or palaha means protector. Loka palakaha, loka palaha are required. So therefore, who are the sustainers, maintainers, protectors? Palakaha, lokanam palak, this chatno, lokanam palakaha means, who are the protectors of this world? They have to be also created now. Isn't it? So, now he says, saha ikshate. Saha ikshate. Now, having created these worlds, now this atma sees. Saha ikshate. Ime lokaha. Ime nu lokaha. Look at, these are the worlds. He created these worlds, 14 worlds. Now he sees these worlds, ikshate, simple present tense verb. Ikshate, he sees these worlds and he says what? Ikshate, ikshate ime. Ganeshi must have taught you today, sandhi, guna sandhi. No? Ikshate ime. Ikshate, then again ikshate na, aikshata. Aikshata, he again saw, having created these 14 worlds, ikshate is a present tense verb. But here you get aikshata, saha aikshata. He created these worlds and how? He saw, them. Imenu lokaha, imenu lokaha. Oh, these are the 14 worlds I created, you know. These are the 14 worlds. He sees these worlds. Then now he thinks, Loka palan nu srija iti. Srijai iti. Now he thinks again, he visualizes what? Let me now create the lokapalaha. Lokapalan, because dvitiya bahuvachanam, isn't it? Therefore, lokapalan no srijai iti. Let me create also the protectors, the palakaha, the sustainers, the maintainers of these worlds. And who are the lokapalas? Who are the protectors here? Devataha. Devatas are the palakaha. The protectors of these worlds are devataha. Devataha means what now? Presiding deities. And who are the presiding deities? Devataha? Subtle powers. Subtle, you understand the beauty also. Certain things you will understand. The subtle powers, which are the devatas, presiding deities, they are going to be those who are the sustainers, the protectors of these lokas. So, now we can understand the third mantra of the first chapter. Presents what now? Loka srishtihi, then loka pala srishti, creation of the worlds and the creation of devatas, the protectors of this creation. Now first he says, look at this, saha adhyaha eva
புருஷம் சமுத்ருத்ய அமூர்ச்சயத் அமூர்ச்சயத். So here the word saha, with this I'll stop, don't worry, I don't want to get restless, I'll stop with this. Saha, that atma again, adbhyaha. Adbhyaha means literally the panchami bahuvachanam, fifth case plural form of the word ap, isn't it? But still you should take it as not water, take it as the word adbhyaha stands for panchabhutebhyaha, from the five elements. This word had to be careful. When you read the translations, adbhyaha literally means from the waters. Appishabdaha. Now, the fifth case plural form of the word app is what? Adbhyaha. They will give the translation from the waters, but it's not right. From the word adbhyaha stands for five elements. From the five elements. Straight away, there's no, you know, straight away we go. I assume that Atma created five subtle elements, then five gross elements also. How the grossification takes place, how gross elements come into existence, that all for you to make out. Then what you have to say? From the five elements, from the five which elements? Gross elements. That also you have to, you should be, you have to make out. Not you have to make out, with the help of the commentary you understand. Adbhyaha means pancha stula bhutebhyaha. Panchabhyaha stula bhutebhyaha. From five elements, gross elements. Adbhyaha eva. Purusham amurchayat. Purusham amurchayat. Here the word purushaha means Virat Purushaha, the total gross universe, isn't it? So Virat Purushaha means the cosmic person. Virat Purushaha, Virat Purusham Amurchayat. Virat Deham, Virat Purusham Amurchayat. Amurchayatu means, see, Murchayati literally means different meaning. But here Murchayati means, you know, shaping is called Murchayati. Murchayati shapes. Amurchayati shaped. You know, formed. Giving shape, giving a form is called Amurchanam. Sorry, Murchanam. So Amurchayati. So here, how udhrutya? Uddharanam means taking up. You know, for the purpose of the, for the sake of Sanskrit people, I'm saying dhridhatu dharati dharanam. Ut prefix uddharanam. Uddharati means lifting up. Uddharati means lifting up. Uddharati lifts up, picks up. Ut means up. Uddharati. So udhrutya, having taken up, having lifted up, having drawn up, having drawn up. From where? From these five gross elements, having drawn up, taken up from the five gross elements, he gave shape to the Virat Purusha. He gave Virat Purusha. Now there is a form like a mass of lump. Okay, it's a big mass. There's no openings, no, okay, imagine how a baby would have been in a mother's womb, in the initial stage. There's a mass, isn't it? There's a flesh, a lump of flesh, that's all. No eyes, no openings, no nothing. Like that, put a person simply like this. The Virat Purusham, panchabhyaha bhutebhyaha, udhrutya, Purusham Amurchayati. He gave shape to the Virat Purusha, the cosmic person. There is only mass here. No opening, nothing. It is Virat Srishtihi, the creation of gross universe. But still, grass universe means, how can grass universe be
have life without the subtle. Still lifeless, inert, material, is a grass form without any openings. Nothing is there that he created. Amurchayate. We are still in the process of creation only. We have to complete the whole thing to get the idea. We will come back and see tomorrow because I don't want to get restless. So don't get confused about all these things. I already made very clear, please be with me until I finish this creation topic. Only then it will be clear. Okay? It is a simple present. It is not, don't take it very seriously at all. I told you already.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.